7.
In my teeth, from your kiss, you're touching me. All the pills that you take, violet, blue, green, red, to keep me at arm's length, don't work. You try to push me out, but I just find my way back in. Violet, blue, green, red, to keep me out, I win. There's things I wanna say to you, but I'll just let you live. Like if you hold me without hurting me, you'll be the first who ever did. There's things I wanna talk about, but that I'm not to give. But if you hold me without hurting me, you'll be the first who ever did.
Yes, this week we've been doing, with the F-Files members, we've been doing a radio camp at Ada X, which is an artist-run center here in Montreal, thanks to the support of Montreal Relève. En effet, beaucoup de différentes choses, et nous avons des invités vraiment spéciales. Special group de campers this morning, and we're gonna go around and just introduce everyone that's here in the studio with us today.
Let's start with you, Julia.
Hi, my name is Julia. I'm 15, and the fair part I did in camp is like recording sounds with the Zoom when we were at the park.
What was the your favorite sound that you recorded?
When me and my friend were walking and we kept like talking in the Zoom like the whole time.
You really like the Zoom.
Yeah.
You're a natural.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Hillary. I'm also 15. My favorite part about going to this camp would be that I was able to use the Zoom, a device for recording audios, and I thought it was really fun to use those, especially when I'm so deep in conversation, I talk with my friends and it'd be recorded and we think it's really funny. I also liked how we went to the park a lot, so we were able to record different sounds. So, yeah.
What's your favorite sound from the park, do you think?
I think I liked when they had like background people of talk, like people talking in the background. I liked that sound. And I guess also when seagulls or ducks quacks. Yeah.
Very cute.
My name is Bima and I'm 16, and my favorite part about the radio camp was the interviews we did in the park, because not only were we like talking about stuff, but like you could also hear the background of like people talking, walking, and like cars. And like my most favorite sound that I recorded was like the sounds of like ducks quacking and like children running and playing.
I'm Ophelia, I'm 16, and my favorite part of the camp was also the interviews, and my favorite sound that I recorded was probably the ducks diving into water.
Oh, beautiful. It's a great sound.
Everyone loves the ducks. They were a real highlight.
I love chasing them.
Yeah, we had a special opportunity of being able to go and take our group along with Zoom recorders into Parc La Fontaine, which is very close to AdaX's studios. As part of camp, we definitely tried to stay outside as much as possible, even though we've been really going through all the sort of technical stuff that it takes to put on radio shows, and we are very thankful to be here live in the studios of CKUT. It's great to be back in the studio.
It is great to be back. Throughout the week, we've been just recording sound so far, and we're working towards kind of each making a little sound piece to play in another live show we're going to be doing on Friday, but that's going to be a live stream, so we're going to be doing it from AdaX. But I'm wondering if anyone has any ideas about what they're going to be making yet as we collect these sounds. Have you thought about what you want to do, or
no?
Not at all?
Not really.
I mean, I thought maybe like a mixture of me talking and music, maybe?
Sounds great. Anyone else?
Yeah, maybe just classical music with some noises from the park.
That sounds perfect. And is there anything so far that you've found inspiring about this process, or something that's been really interesting for you that you didn't expect before coming to camp?
Well, I definitely didn't expect to be doing all of this, but it's been really fun.
Yeah, it's really fun to make sounds and create things.
Yeah, I didn't expect for us to use the Zooms to record audios, and I thought it was like really cool that it was so sensitive that you could hear even far background noise, so I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it's so strange when we're just kind of going about our daily lives and we have all of these sounds around us, but having the headphones on and using a Zoom, you can actually kind of like pinpoint what you're hearing, and it's really cool to hear all those textures very close up. Yeah.
It's like using a totally new pair of ears.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I'm glad to hear all of your feedback from camp, and we're halfway through our week and getting get really our arms deep into some audio editing. But something that we wanted to bring to this show, and we kind of worked on and thought of a theme together, since you are all budding new sound artists, radio producers, radio personalities, we came up with the question of what is the future of sound and what does the future sound like? And we asked each of you to send us a clip of what that means to you. So we're going to go around and we'll all collectively listen and share what the future sounds like to you. And after we play your clip, let's talk about it and tell us why you chose that particular song or sound. And we'll start with you, Julia, and what you sent us, if that sounds good.
Okay.
Amazing.
Belle récitation d'Anamaï. Les personnes qui cherchent au sentiment sont généralement ceux qui se soucient le plus des autres. Examiner sous un autre angle, les fautes et les faiblesses peuvent être des armes. C'est une bonne chose d'avoir des rêves, mais il faut savoir accepter la réalité. Dans un monde de défaites et de victoires, la faute est à celui qui se fait duper. La vie n'a aucun sens et pourtant personne n'a envie de mourir, pas vrai? Ne jugez pas quelqu'un par son apparence, mais par la taille de son cœur. Un sourire peut cacher tellement de choses. L'ignorance est le plus grand obstacle à la liberté. Il suffit d'une seconde pour qu'un trésor se transforme en déchet. C'est dans la nature des hommes de trahir. La première personne qui vient t'aider est celle qui sait ce que ça fait de tomber. Quand on a connu l'amour, on risque de connaître la haine aussi. Ne pas avoir peur est la chose la plus terrifiante qui soit.
All right.
And Julia, did you make that clip yourself? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, yeah. What I did is, like, since I love anime, I decided to do it to show more about Nemi. And each phrase, it was from anime. Some were the both, like, some were the same, some different. But what I want to do it is because behind it, it has a meaning to what it said. So that's why I wanted to show the world what is anime on based on kind of those lyrics.
Could you talk a little bit about the meaning behind the words?
Well, some are kind of like, since they're like, one is like, les hommes sont faits pour trahir. Ça veut dire que ça se peut que dans cette main, les hommes, ils trahissent en différent ou comme expansés, genre les défaites, les gens qui se font duper. C'est en force de ce qui se passe dans l'anime. Et je pense que les gens devraient regarder plus anime parce que franchement, il y a des bons animes et ça t'apprend l'amitié, l'amour, il y a des pouvoirs, il y a plein de choses que tu peux apprendre.
Oui, et ça c'est le futur de Play 3?
Ouais.
Oui.
Comme ça les gens apprennent à développer et à changer.
Oh, mais merci pour le partage.
Do you have a favorite anime?
Well, I watch kind of a lot. I guess it'll be Maid Summer or Assassination Classroom. I really love those anime. I also like Naruto. Oh, and Angel of Death. I really love those anime.
Mm. Okay. I'm going to look these up and watch them when I get home later.
You should.
Okay. Thanks so much, Julia.
Of course. Thank you.
Pour le prochain. Hillary, we're going to play the piece that you sent.
We're going to play Revit. Control Alt Delete. Okay, great.
I came here for the music. He said, she said, I don't believe it. Control, I then delete him. Ain't got time for this on the weekend. I came here for the music. He said, she said, I don't believe it. Control, I then delete him. Control, I then delete him.
That made me feel very hyped up.
Yeah, that was kind of the point. Because this song, it kind of makes me want to think of the future because first of all, the song is kind of hyped. Like, it's fun to dance to listen to. You want to like sing along and stuff. And with the title of the song, Control Alt Delete, it reminds me of like computer, and that's what like the stereotypical way people think of the future, all flying cars, and you can teleport, stuff like that. So I thought it would be a nice song to share.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great song. Do you feel in the future that technology is just going to kind of take over everything? Like, do you feel that's the direction we're going?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's kind of development. Mais je pense pas encore pour la grosse technologie comme on voit dans les films. Mais ce que je pense aussi pour la chanson, c'est que le fait que on s'amuse avec la chanson, ça me fait penser que j'aimerais ça aussi dans le futur, que je vais pouvoir m'amuser autant que maintenant.
Mm-hmm.
Ouais. Vraiment.
Where is Rev from as an artist?
I don't know much about her. I'm not that good with learning about artists.
Mm-hmm.
It's more with their songs.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure that she's from Montreal. That's what I've heard.
Oh.
I think so. I may be wrong, but I've heard about it.
Cool.
It's a great name.
It is a great name.
And a great choice. I hope that we all don't get deleted by computers in the future.
Me too. Thanks so much, Hillary.
You're welcome.
All right, who's up next?
Bima.
Hi.
Hi. All right, we're gonna listen to your clip and then we're gonna check back in and chat a little bit about it.
Just like a god out of ancient mythology, right? I suppose that would have its moments. But I'm not high on the idea of living out my days in a jar as one of society's umpires. I want the thrill that comes with actually playing in the game. How could you think I'd join you? I love this game with all my heart. And I'd like to keep playing it on my terms for a while longer. Everyone is alone. Everyone's empty. We don't really need each other anymore. With so much at our fingertips, we can find a spare for any talent. Any item, any piece of knowledge, any relationship can be replaced with a simple search and a click. I'd become bored of a world like that. No. Find the paperback. Ebooks lack character. If man's not judged by will, then how are we really deciding who is good and who is evil? I like a simple world where common things are done in common ways. I'm talking about seeing the naked splendor of people's souls. I think people only have real value when acting on their own impulses and desires, so I've asked quite a few people about their suppressed free will. I encourage them, I facilitate, and then I watch for the truth to play out. What you call a safe society, I call a prison. Panopticon. A facility that allows you to observe every prisoner at once. Sybil is the worst form, as it lets hundreds control the lives of millions. For some time, researchers have understood that moderate stress has beneficial effects. It boosts the immune system, for example. Stress motivates us and prepares us for action. It compels our body to survive. You really say some funny things. My solitude, as if that's only applicable to me. Really, who isn't alone in this society we've constructed? The time when our connection to others defined us is gone.
Oh, babe.
Can you tell us a little bit about what we just listened to and why you chose it?
The anime is from, it's called Psychopass, and it's in a world where the government basically, to reduce crime, they implemented a system that checks your brain waves to be able to like know who and when they're gonna commit a crime to stop them. And it kind of like skews the perception on how crime is done, because the main villain, he is able to commit crimes without the system detecting him. Yeah, so like I chose this is because like people's perception on like morality is very like skewed, and we don't know what is right or wrong without like someone telling us what is right or wrong. And like he's like saying that without the system, like half of the things he'd be like half of the things that are considered wrong would it like be considered wrong if the government didn't tell people that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's very applicable to the world that we live in, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know that we have a lot of anime fans in this room. Do other people watch this show too? No?
No.
It seems very profound. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for sharing that with us.
We just have one more, last but not least. Our choice from Ophelia. We're going to play another clip from what your sound of the future is. They will not control us. It feels like a very appropriate segue from Bima's clip. Can you tell us about it?
It's pretty much in the same kind of movement from Bima's clip, but also I chose it for that reason, and also for the fact that it sounds pretty futuristic. Like the music and the effects, I just thought it fit the theme really well.
It does. It does sound very futuristic.
I feel like you guys are bringing a lot of themes of freedom and liberation and non-control. Is this what we want in our futures?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, me too.
Same. That's a perfect note to go out on today. Did you all have fun in the studio?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was a nice experience.
And it's cool to listen to the others' clips.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
Yeah, this was a great time to share. I feel like I learned a lot. Thank you, everyone, for bringing things in for us. And thank you to all of our listeners tuning in with us today. This has been the FF Files, and we'll be back again next week.
Everyone want to say a little goodbye?
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in. We're going out on this Lizzo track about damn time. Ooh. Have a beautiful Wednesday.
My name is Gennargio Sullivan of the Tlalitsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Wendell exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
Jason Whitebear is one of our youngest panelists. He is a residential school survivor.
Gakia Waku Maganak, Nadi, Wendin Naganag. How Mataki was. I said all my relations in three different languages. Those languages were taken away and given with this one here that I've mastered in residential school. And they told me that once you go there, he says, they're not going to come home with this anymore. You're